AP News, I'm Haya Panjwani. In remarks at the Economic Club of Chicago, Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says they can wait on any interest rate moves. He also said the Fed needs a better sense of where the Trump administration policies end up before making any shifts.
We're thinking now, really before the tariffs have their effects, as how they might affect the economy. And that's why we're waiting, really, to see what the policies ultimately are. And then we can make a better assessment of what the economic effects will be.
AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports a federal judge has found probable cause for holding the Trump administration in contempt.
A federal judge says there's probable cause to hold the Trump administration in contempt of court for violating his deportation orders. Judge James Boasberg says the administration refused his order to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador last month. He writes the administration could purge its contempt by returning the deportees to U.S. custody. If it does not, he might make a prosecution referral. Boasberg says the Constitution does not tolerate willful disobedience of judicial orders.
We are complying with all court orders.
White House spokeswoman Caroline Leavitt and others have accused Boasberg of overstepping his authority. The president's called him a troublemaker and agitator.
Radical left lunatic.
And has pushed for Boasberg's impeachment. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Trump administration has sued Maine over participation of transgender athletes in girls' sports. At a news conference, Attorney General Pam Bondi says the federal government will keep fighting for women.
The Department of Justice will not sit by when women are discriminated against in sports. This is about sports. This is also about these young women's personal safety.
This is AP News. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports on the clash between Harvard University and President Trump.
President Trump suggesting Harvard lose its tax-exempt status after the university refused his demands, including limiting activism on campus and hiring and admissions changes. White House spokesperson Caroline Leavitt.
Harvard has not taken the president or the administration's demands seriously.
The Trump administration already freezing $2.2 billion in funding. The university digging in, its president saying they will not relinquish independence. Harvard Law Professor Nico Bowie.
The administration of Harvard instead said, you know, this is too important for us to give away at the threat of extortion.
And now Columbia University saying they would reject any agreement that would require relinquishing independence after the government pulled $40 million in funding before going after Harvard. I'm Julie Walker.
I'm Haya Panjwani, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.